The question is, how do I price a yard? I'm going to give you a really fast answer on how you price a yard. There's way too many factors that go into pricing. So the quick answer is, it's got to be, the easiest way is, it's a time versus money evaluation. Number one, measure the property. This applies to commercial and residential. So we're talking about maintenance here. I'm not talking about landscaping. Landscaping is a completely different conversation. So let's talk about maintenance, and let's just focus on a small residential property just for the sake of the example. We're talking about the mowing side of the business, or we could be talking about the fertilization and weed control, but you've got a materials cost in there, so there's some other things to think about. So let's just break it down as simple as possible. We're talking about production from a mowing standpoint, and how do you price the yard? Well, first, know the turf size. Know the total lot size, so know the gross square footage of the entire property, then know the turf square footage. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're maintaining a property and it's a 20,000 square foot lot, but the turf is 5,000 square feet. That means there's a lot of flower beds, there's a lot of concrete. It takes time for your workers to walk from the front of the property to the back. It takes time for your staff to blow off all the concrete areas. It takes time to clean up or maybe weed eat the grass that grows up in the cracks of the sidewalks and the concrete areas. That all still takes a lot of time. So even though the turf is only 5,000 square feet, it's still a larger property. There's a time associated with that. You need to know all that. You need to know the relationship of time to money. You need to know the relationship of square footage to production speed. Once you start to arrive at some of those numbers, you can price a yard. And so that's where you want to go. I get it that when you're starting out, you don't know all that. I would study the market. I would comparison shop. I'd have friends and family hire your competitors to find out what they charge. I would start with what they charge, but only as a starting point. Start with what they charge and then start to learn your numbers. And then you can price so that you get the profit margin you want. You cannot price based on what the market's pricing at. You've got, I mean, to some degree, the market controls what you can charge and what you can get, but you can't simply price based on what one or two competitors you've picked out. You just can't charge what they've charged just because that's what they do. That might be an unprofitable number for you, and it may, at their rates, you may go out of business. So you need to understand your numbers. So measure all your properties, know the square footage, then track the production time. How long does it take your crew to do it? Figure out then if it's profitable. Are you making money? And then once you start to understand the relationship between production time and square footage, you start to learn how to price so that you can simply measure a lawn. And you, by the way, you can do that on Google Earth Pro, or you can go out there and measure it with a wheel, or you can a lot of times use tax records, but you can get the square footage and then you can know exactly what you need to charge. We know what we need to charge by per thousand square feet. We price fertilization weed control by per thousand square feet, and we price lawn mowing by per thousand square feet, because we understand, again, the relationship of square footage to time to profit. When it gets into trimming bushes, we still eyeball a whole lot of stuff. I hate to admit it, because even as big as we are now, we are still having our estimators look at it and eyeball it. That's not really the right way to be doing it. We're hoping and trying to move towards a system where you literally know the time it takes to trim the different bush types based on the different sizes, where the estimator does nothing more than count the different bushes at different sizes. Are they round? Are they hedgerows? What's the linear square feet? How many bushes are there? How many small bushes? How many large rounds? How many medium-sized rounds? Literally count them up, plug them into a spreadsheet, and have that calculate the time, and then take that time multiplied against your billable man hours. So what I mean by that is, if you knew that a small round Yaupon holly takes 2 minutes to trim, and I'm making up numbers, but if it takes 2 minutes to trim and there's 30, you can do the math. That's going to take about an hour with no downtime between bushes just to trim those round bushes. And so whatever your billing rate is, if it's $40 a man hour, that's $40 to trim those. Again, totally made up numbers, but that's where you want to go with pricing. When you're bidding commercial properties, you need to make sure that you put the most optimal piece of equipment on each part of the property. So for the large areas, how big of a rider zero radius could you get on there? Is it a 61 inch, 72? What's the size you can get on there? You don't want to mow the big areas with the push mower. You'll never be competitive. You want the best equipment on each segment of the property. Then what you want to know is your production speed on the different types of equipment. How long does it generally take me to mow? Is this size of a square footage area with a 21-inch push mower? How long does it take me with a 61-inch rider? And once you know that, you can measure your properties and you can apply a time to it, then apply the man hour rate that you need to achieve your profitability, and then you can determine what you need to be charging by property. So it takes a tremendous amount of work to set up that type of an estimating system. But that's how you grow a real organization that doesn't require that you hire people and have them go out and do eyeball estimates and hope that they're getting it right. It's one thing when you do it, and it's one thing when you make a mistake. It's another when your staff is messing it up. And that's how you slowly see profitability degrade over time. One mistake and then two mistakes and additional estimating mistakes. And before you know it, you're underbidding jobs. Before you know it, you're stuck in bad contracts. That's not the way you want to do business. You want to move to a systematized approach where you can hire somebody that costs you less to go out, do the counts, do the measurements. Computer program puts the whole thing together and spits out a bid. Again, lots of work involved. You've got to do a lot of measurements. You've got to do a lot of testing. You've got to have multiple personnel trim the same things, mow the same areas. You've got to get average times. But that's the goal. That's where you want to go. In the beginning, you got to start out simple. Look at what the market's charging. When you bid commercial properties, try to find out what others are charging. Again, be very scared of using the pricing they're going with, but use it as a benchmark to start learning. And then grow it from there. And then learn your numbers. Understand your numbers once you get some jobs. And then before you know it, you'll know how to bid, first through eyeballing it, and then by creating a system to do it for you.